KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have cloudy skies, 9 degrees above zero in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be mostly cloudy with a high near 30. Officials with pride at the Progressive Rural Iowa Development Enterprise said Monday that two legislative coffees have been scheduled in Cass County for the 2015 session. The first is at 10 a.m. Saturday, February 14th at the Cass County Museum in Griswold. Cumberland is the second host, and that'll be on Saturday, March 14th at 10 a.m. at the Cumberland Fire Station. Clark Gerlach, Vice President of Pride, said the greatest thing about these coffees is our ability to talk with elected leaders like they're our friends and neighbors, because they are. Representatives Jack Drake and Clell Bodler, Senators Tom Shipley and Jake Chapman frequent the legislative coffees in the district to hear what patrons have to say about what matters most about their children's schools, employment, and business opportunities, along with other important issues. Pride is the economic development organization that works on behalf of communities, businesses, and citizens for Southwest Iowa development. Well, the Ottawa County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that a traffic stop at around 2:30 a.m. Saturday resulted in the arrest of 20-year-old Tyler Lane Boose of Ottawa. Boose was charged with OWI first offense and brought to the Ottawa County Jail. He was later released after appearing before a magistrate. And there were no injuries reported following an accident Saturday afternoon in Ottawa County. Authorities say 83-year-old Peter John Humphrey of Ottawa was traveling north on Littlefield Drive at around 1:30 p.m. when he lost control of the 2009 Dodge pickup he was driving on the slush-covered roadway. The pickup sideswiped a southbound 2011 Ford F-350 pickup pulling a trailer. The pickup was driven by 34-year-old Kevin Wade Kaufman of Exira and registered to Henningsen Construction. Following the collision, Humphrey's pickup ended up in the east ditch. The damages to the vehicles amounted to $8,500. A Clarinda man wanted on a Page County warrant for manner of conveyance was arrested Monday night in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 31-year-old Charles Adam Bradshaw was being held for Page County in the Montgomery County Jail. His bond was set at $300. Police in Creston report this morning a local man was arrested Monday at the Union County Jail on a warrant for burglary in the second degree. 50-year-old Rodney Wayne Davis of Creston was being held in the jail on $10,000 bond. A Glenwood man who eluded authorities following an incident last week was arrested Saturday on a Pottawatomie County warrant for failure to appear in court. The Glenwood Police Department reports 36-year-old Harold Ruddock also faces an interference with official acts charge. His bond was set at $4,000. You may recall we mentioned that a state trooper had stopped Ruddock last Wednesday while the man was walking on County Road J20 east of Essex. While the trooper was checking Ruddock's record, the man took off and disappeared into a wooded area before he could be placed under arrest. Despite a perimeter being established and numerous law enforcement personnel, including K-9 units who engaged in a search for him, Ruddock managed to evade the officers and the search was called off late last Wednesday night. Authorities suspected at the time he may have been picked up by someone he knows. Authorities in Montgomery County say no injuries were reported following a two-vehicle accident that took place Friday morning on Highway 34. A car driven by Austin Doherty of Red Oak was traveling east on 34 about a quarter mile east of Nature Avenue at around 7:30 a.m. Friday when Doherty attempted to make a U-turn on the hill. Tad Bruning of Red Oak was traveling eastbound on Highway 34 and tried to avoid a collision, but his car struck Doherty's vehicle on the left front corner. Both vehicles came to rest on the road, with Bruning's vehicle a total loss. The damage amounted to $11,500 altogether. Authorities cited Doherty for making a U-turn on a hill and for having no insurance. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that officials of the city of Lorimore had reported Sunday morning that sometime between 4 and 6 a.m. Sunday, someone cut the locks off the city's gas barrel and took about 20 to 30 gallons of gasoline. A dollar amount of the loss was not available. And the sheriff's office took three reports of two cows and a calf being killed when they were struck by vehicles on Highway 34 early Friday morning near Thayer. Two cows and a calf owned by Joseph Wagand of Thayer died when they were hit by a semi driven by 58-year-old Carol Black of Hancock, a Toyota Prius driven by 63-year-old Jared Abel, and a Pontiac Grand Am driven by 59-year-old John Onstank, both of Creston. The accidents happened at around 1:20 a.m. Friday on Highway 34 at about mile marker 98. Damage to the vehicles was estimated at $25,000 altogether. The cows were valued at $7,500. None of the drivers were injured. An Iowa judge has approved a $390,000 state payment to a couple and their child who were seriously injured when a large tree fell on their tent at a state park in western Iowa. The payment will settle a lawsuit alleging the Iowa Department of Natural Resources was negligent in failing to remove the diseased 98-foot-tall cottonwood tree at Lake Manawa State Park in Council Bluffs. Heavy winds caused the tree to fall on a tent where 23-year-old Alicia Nichols, 25-year-old Timothy Hires Jr., and 3-year-old Timothy Hires III were sleeping in May of 2012. Nichols suffered a skull fracture and a brain hemorrhage, a crushed pelvis, and several fractured vertebrae. She lost hearing in one ear and has undergone multiple surgeries. Her boyfriend and child suffered lacerated spleens and other injuries. The news was brought to you this morning by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.